This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fly ball, right center field. Going back is Tucker. He's got a play. Cubs win the ball game. The Cubs have beaten the Red Sox. The Red Sox winning streak is history. And the Cubs win the first game after the All-Star break by a score of 4-1.
The Hall of Fame incantations of Pat Hughes. Cubs beat the Red Sox in Game 1 of the World Series yesterday at Wrigley Field. Welcome in, welcome back. You heard that on the score. You're hearing this on the score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. By the way, let me remind you, this is very important. Tonight, the Cubs take on the Red Sox at Wrigley Field. Pre-game coverage begins at 5:40 with first pitch at 6:15. The only local broadcast of tonight's game can be heard on the score and on the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. Cubs, Red Sox, good team, a good opponent, I should say, and the Cubs, the best record in the National League. So I welcome to our guest hotline, Megan Montemurro of the Tribune. She joins me on the Circa Resort and Casino hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Megan, you're covering the best team in the National League. How much better do they need to get?
I mean, I think for them, the key is just maintaining the consistency and keep winning series. I know that's kind of the boring answer, but I mean, you look at what the offense has been able to do the entire season, just their consistency with that. I mean, they still haven't had a losing streak of more than three games. So I think that just speaks to their ability to bounce back when they do have a stretch where things might not be going well. But I mean, obviously, I think the biggest question mark going forward, and especially if they're, you know, envisioning a deep postseason run, is the rotation. And obviously Colin Ray was, you know, delivered another really good start yesterday for them. But when you just look at the top of the rotation, I think there's, you know, some question marks. You lose Justin Steele for the season. That's obviously a blow. Jameson Taillon being out for, you know, what's expected to be at least a month, maybe more. And, you know, obviously Matthew Boyd is put together an all-star first half, but obviously he's already thrown his most innings since 2019. So I think those are where I think some of the biggest question marks come, and you know, they have these 2 weeks to try and find upgrades before the deadline.
Megan Montemurro is my guest. She covers the Cubs for the Chicago Tribune. We are your home of the Cubs, Chicago Sports Radio 670, and we're discussing them now. Game 2 against the Red Sox is tonight, and the Cubs rotation does look with, and you can't even include Javier Assad. You can't even look for help in other places. And you look at the bullpen and you go, wow, that's pretty well locked down. I mean, you look yesterday, Colin Ray gave you what he got, as you mentioned. Then Theobar, an inning, a hold. Presley, 2/3 of an inning. Pomeranz, 1/3 of an inning. Keller, an inning. Palencia, one inning and a save. And you go, wow, this is Craig Counsell doing what Craig Counsell does. This is the Cubs bullpen looking like a Cubs bullpen. And usually it's been the other way around. But the way the Dodgers won last year was a relentless lineup able to overcome even a bullpen game in the World Series. Do the Cubs take a lesson from that? Do you get a sense they're using that in any way? Or do the Cubs just are they planning to do whatever is right for them at this moment?
Yeah, I think it's more the latter. I mean, I think when you look at, you know, the adjustments and upgrades they made offensively in the offseason, obviously the biggest one was Kyle Tucker, and that really stemmed from needing that just kind of hitter, you know, in the top of the lineup. And I just think, you know, you see the steps that Michael Busch has taken this year and his consistency. I mean, he coming into the break, he owned the fifth best weighted runs created plus in the majors, which is, you know, obviously pretty amazing. Obviously what Seiya Suzuki's been doing with his power numbers and taking advantage with runners on base. And so some of it's just guys taking that next step. Obviously, Pete Carr Armstrong, what he's done. And so I think, you know, they've been hitting right on a lot of those decisions and the investments they made on the offensive side. And yeah, I mean, I think, you know, obviously you still need pitching to win in the postseason. Obviously, the Dodgers managed to do it despite some health issues in that area. But, I mean, if you're the Cubs, you want to be as well-rounded as you can going into October and be able to win a variety of games.
So who do they have to beat? Just the Brewers to at least take that first step? When they look at this trade deadline, they look at their roster makeup, when they look at the players, and does Matt Shaw stick around? Can we live with this? Can we tolerate this because his bat sucks, but he can catch the ball? Can we make it up in other places? Is this just enough to get in? There was a time when Jed and Theo said, just get into the postseason because the playoffs are a crapshoot, which kind of absolved them of building a team to win a World Series or to beat certain teams. How are they going about team building, just to stay ahead of the Brewers or to be able to take on the Dodgers?
Well, I mean, I think the position they're in, I mean, they're in place, you know, to get a bye and potentially have the best record in the National League. And that goes a long way to what, you know, you can potentially do in the postseason. And so, I mean, really, like, winning the division, given their position, I mean, I understand, you know, obviously the Brewers are right there, but I think it would be a disappointment if they can't pull that off, given how well they've played, you know, throughout the season. And obviously they can't control what the Brewers are doing. And I think for them, you have to, when you look at the upgrades, you know, what best helped them to make, you know, a deep run in the postseason. And yeah, one of those questions is going to be what do they do at third base? You know, as you said, like, can they live with, you know, really good defense from Matt Shaw, but like not really anything offensively? Or do they use their resources they have and move prospects to upgrade that position as well as the pitching staff? And so it'll be interesting to see. Obviously, the market will dictate some of those decisions. And I still think, you know, finding more bullpen arms, at least one, is important. I mean, when you look at the composite of who they have among that group right now, it's either guys that don't have much experience and a guy like Palencia or Porter Hodge, who's on the IL right now, or guys that just haven't really been relievers over the course of the full season, like Brad Keller and Chris Flexen and Drew Pomeranz. This is his first time pitching in the majors since 21. So there's a lot of different avenues that you can ultimately take, which will be interesting to see what they ultimately decide to choose to do. But I think if you're the Cubs, you just need to focus on what you need to do to best position yourself to make a deep postseason run, given how well, you know, they are within the standings right now.
Megan Montemurro is my guest. She covers the Cubs for the Tribune. We're talking Cubs here on The Score. So where in the world of Craig Counsell's circle of trust, or chain of trust, or stepladder of trust, do Kate Horton and Ben Brown rank?
I mean, well, I would say since, you know, Kate Horton is still making starts in the majors for them right now, I would say he probably has obviously a step above that. I mean, for Ben Brown, you figure, you know, he's going to continue to factor in at some point, you know, over these last 2.5 months. And that's part of what makes, you know, trying to put some distance, you know, over the next month. I think they play the Brewers 8 times, I believe. And so putting some distance between them and second place can go a long way, because you can get a guy like Matthew Boyd some additional rest. You can, you know, give Ben Brown, maybe Jordan Wicks, a start here or there to help manage kind of the workload of some guys. And it'll be interesting to see how they do handle Cade Horton down the stretch. I mean, you know, there's definitely a shift in philosophy of, like, there's not this hard innings cap for young pitchers when they're increasing their workload from 1 year to the next. Like, they rely on more stuff than just innings pitch. You know, there's so much more biometrics data that they're tracking every day, whether, you know, they're playing catch between starts, bullpens. And so they have an ability to kind of gauge how a guy is recovering. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how they ultimately choose to use him over the next 2.5 months. And it'll be interesting if at some point, you know, maybe especially in September, if they give him a look in the bullpen.
I asked about Ben Brown because the Cubs and Council was one of the guys who said, we want to give this guy a chance. He's got tremendous stuff. Mm-hmm. We want to see if that plays in the majors and plays consistently. And he goes down and you know, you find one thing and now we're going to bring you up. And now that big cannon is coming out and mm-hmm. we're going to play you that way. And I just don't know if he feels that way, if he would keep that trust in him. Or is it simply, we have to win today. Who gives us the best chance to win today, with an eye towards keeping certain people healthy, like you said? I'm just not sure where he is on younger pitchers.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a combination of both. I mean, I when we were in maybe Minnesota, I asked Council about Matt Shaw and, like, you know, if he thinks that, you know, potential trade deadline acquisition, you know, the impact that could have on Shaw. Does he think that's weighing on him? And he basically framed it as, you know, he has an opportunity. He's been given an opportunity. And so I think it's, you know, we give these guys an opportunity. We show our belief in them. And, you know, Council said in that moment too, like, we still view him as our third baseman of the future. And so I think it's both, you know, you give them opportunities and then it's on them to take advantage of that. And I don't think it means that, you know, if they do get sent down that, you know, that belief is completely lost, but also they're about winning games and it's who can best help them in that moment.
Megan Montemurro is my guest. She covers the Cubs for the Tribune. That's who we're talking about right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Cubs pregame at 5:40 on this very radio station. The idea of Justin Turner was really good. He's turned into Jason Hayward. He better have a good rain delay speech in him, because he doesn't seem to have much else that he contributes that I can see. And I don't know if he's likely to. Do you think he's going to stay on the roster for the rest of the season, or is he a we're going to cut you kind of candidate? Does he provide that much in the clubhouse?
Yeah, I mean, he certainly has had a big impact in the clubhouse. I mean, especially for younger guys like Pete. You know, you hear a lot of guys say just about the presence, the voice that he brings in the dugout. You know, I think he does a good job of keeping the group loose. Obviously, his experience, he's been a winner, so he understands what it takes. But yeah, I mean, it might come to the point where they'll have to make a decision on, you know, especially if they acquire a bat for the bench before the deadline. You know, because collectively the group has not been doing a whole lot. So it will be interesting to see what path they take and how much they value his experience. Because, yeah, there are a handful of guys who have won a World Series before in that clubhouse, but there's also a lot of guys that have not experienced October baseball. And so, yeah, that's going to be a consideration they'll have to make.
Megan, the starting pitching market, well, none of the trade market looks particularly strong. So if you're looking at a starting pitcher, it seems to me everybody says you're going to have to overpay, to which I would look at the Cubs with the best record in the National League and have Jed answer Theo's question, if not now, when? But in looking at pitchers, who might be acquired by the Cubs, and you look at the Arizona pitchers, both of them have World Series experience, which to me matters. In your experience, as you talk to general managers and you've seen trade deadlines come and trade deadlines go, does the ability, does the experience of having pitched at the highest levels, performed in a World Series stage, matter when these guys are willing to pay whatever they're going to pay to get these starters?
Yeah, I definitely think that experience matters. I mean, thinking back to when they were in Houston, you know, Council met with Kate Horton after the game and basically was like, you know, you're getting a taste of what be like in October, but like that'll even be another level to, you know, that, you know, in that environment. And so, yeah, I definitely think having been there, done that does matter, because, yeah, those environments and moments are unmatched to what can be experienced in the regular season. And so, yeah, anytime you have players that have gone through that, understand what it takes to make a deep run in the postseason, what it takes to win a World Series or even just reach the World Series, I don't think that experience can be discounted.
The Cubs are under, I've been one of the people who say, you can't acquire Kyle Tucker and let him walk. You can't do this for 1 year. If you do it for 1 year, you better go all in and you better surround him. You better win the World Series. And in that case, that's fine. Have a good life. Thanks for the World Series ring. And thanks for not making the 2016 Cubs, the 1985 Bears, because now they have matching World Series rings. But Houston traded Kyle Tucker and they're in first place. They got something in return, certainly different than letting him walk. So Kyle Tucker's importance and your thoughts on the likelihood of him sticking around here, what are they?
I mean, I would definitely say his importance is, you know, like the consistency within his at-bats. I mean, I think it just impacts the rest of the lineup. You're adding a guy that opposing pitchers know that they have to be careful with. So I think you're seeing some of the benefits of that going to like a guy like Seiya Suzuki, where, you know, if Kyle Tucker is on base for him, you know, there's an opportunity to do some damage. And so I think that's definitely a piece of it. He's an underrated base runner. I think watching him on a daily basis, that really stands out too about his game. I mean, in terms of his long-term future here, I mean, I'm skeptical. I mean, it's just based on just what ownership, their stance. Tom Ricketts has talked about it, just, you know, not being a believer in those kind of big contracts. So, for me, it'd have to be I'll believe it when I see it kind of situation, because all the evidence and things that have been said would indicate they're not going to delve into the kind of contract that Kyle Tucker will likely get.
Would Tom Ricketts look at the idea of, well, the Astros lost Kyle Tucker and they're in first place? Would he do that to his own team to justify not paying Kyle Tucker that kind of money?
I mean, the Cubs weren't engaged on any level for like Juan Soto or Corbin Burns. I mean, and, you know, those are both guys that would have made a lot of sense for them too. And those are just not, you know, between the length of the deal, the total money, deferrals, like those are all things philosophically, you know, has been on the record that that's just not something that they want to do. And so I don't think Houston's success this season impacts it in that regard. I think it's all the other factors.
Yeah, money. That's what we call
right.
It. Money.
Yes.
Does Steve Cohen have a brother? Money. We know that the Ishbia brothers are interested in buying stuff, and Justin Ishbia was sitting behind home plate yesterday. So maybe that's the way to go. The trade that helps both teams, the cross-town trade. Would you trade for Adrian Hauser if you were the Cubs?
No, probably not. I mean, I think if you're the Cubs, you really need to add somebody who you feel like is a significant upgrade from what you have internally. Now they very well could acquire somebody that just is veteran depth, you know, because it's still 2.5 months to go through the season. Mm-hmm. You've already tapped into some of that starting pitching depth, but if that's their only pitching upgrade, I think that would be a little problematic.
Have you, before I let you go, Megan Montemurro is my guest. She covers the Cubs for the Tribune. So as you've, it's on, you can't avoid the trade deadline when you're a player, when you're a reporter, when you're any part of a team, when you're anywhere near a baseball clubhouse. And you get a sense, you can take the pulse of a team or individual players, whether they're nervous, whether they're looking over the shoulder, they don't want their phone to ring, they're concerned, and others are looking around going, well, we're really good, we want some help, why don't we assure ourselves of getting even better? Which way would that locker room, that clubhouse lean, or what have you heard from players? Are some guys worried, or some guys expecting management to make them even better?
Yeah, I don't think there's any concern in like a negative way. I mean, they experienced that the last 2 years of, you know, where this time of the year they're trying to dig out of the hole they put themselves in and, yeah, you know, try and make the case to the front office that, you know, at the very least they deserve to not have the team broken up. So, yeah, I don't get a sense or feel from being in that clubhouse or talking to players that there's any worry. I think it's more intrigue of, you know, what is the front office going to do to try and make the team better.
All right, well, they better. We're not spending all this airtime on something they're not going to do. So tell them, we're shaking the big finger at Jed. Okay, Megan?
All right, I'll get on that.
Thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Megan Montemurro of the Tribune. She covers the Cubs for the Tribune, does a fine job. And we're talking about the Cubs here, and there's still reason to talk about them. They woke up today the best record in the National League because the Dodgers lost. The Dodgers lost to the Brewers. The Brewers. We should talk about some of the things that are going on there. And they're very annoying. Can I just say that? They may be worse than annoying, but for
they're
now.
They're pests.
Yeah. There's another name for them. We'll get into that after this. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio, 670.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Score. It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
Stood on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. I was such a fine sight to see. Woman, it's a I did. Had my picture taken with the statue of Jackson Browne, statue of Glenn Frey, my two new statue best friends. And it's part of the Route 66 thing.
I feel like every time I produce for you, Rosie, I play this song at
and
least
I mention
once.
That, I know. And then me and Otter have talked about taking that trip all the way, the Route 66 trip, to take us back there. Easy. Last weekend, I think it was last weekend, I've sort of lost track of time. My diva, it was her baby shower, so we're in L.A., and I'm driving down Laurel Canyon to get to Beverly Hills because, of course, my diva is only going to have a baby shower in Beverly Hills. Driving through Laurel Canyon, and Bob Callahan, my fellow rock duck pal, and I text him, I'm driving through Laurel Canyon and thinking of you. Where did Jackson Browne live? Because Jackson Browne and Glenn Frey and all those... In Laurel Canyon, that's where the music came from. And he immediately fired back the address where Jackson Browne lived. I think it's sick that he knows that, but very handy. And he said, by the way, what was the book I made you read? That I was talking about it to somebody else, and I couldn't remember the name of it. So I thought it was Echo in the Canyon or Laurel Canyon. I said, those are the ones that I can remember. And he texted back, no. It was Everybody Had an Ocean. You Still Suck. So that's good. That I'm staying on brand. Now, where were we? Oh! I talked earlier about Lloyd Howell, and I had made the comment about make it rain. And it was raining, according to the NFLPA and all the numbers. And the texter, where is it? Text. See, this should just stop. Time should stop for me. 469 texter. Rosie, maybe it's the flower, but when you said make it rain, it started raining. Saturday suckage controls the weather. Here we are. You know what? The world would be a better place if it were run by Saturday suckage, nurses, teachers, and the people from Portillo's. It would be a much better world, better organized. It would be much more efficient. Saturday suckage, nurses, teachers, and the people from Portillo's. But that's not why you called. Why did you call? Tyler, what was I going to do? Oh, the Cubs and Brewers.
Right.
So the Cubs play today. They play the Red Sox today in Game 2 of the World Series or something like that. And they will bring into the game the best record in the National League. The Dodgers lost last night. The Dodgers lost to the Brewers. The Brewers have the third best record in the National League. They're a game behind the Cubs. The Brewers. Even after stealing the Brewers manager, the Cubs still haven't won anything, by the way. The Brewers chased them down. We did that several years ago. And now it seems like they're rubbing their noses in it. Hi, we're going to be here. Remember me, I'm Christian Yelich. I was good when I was young, I'm good now, and we're part of this team. You know what the Brewers are? Cub fans, baseball fans should remember this, but Cub fans might not. White Sox fans will. They're the Piranhas. That was the nickname Ozzie Guillen gave the Twins. The Brewers are the Piranhas. They claw back. They caught you. They ate you for lunch. The Brewers have won the Cubs division the last 2 years, by the way, right? Don't we think it's the Cubs? They did it with counsel and without counsel. They've won the Cubs division 3 of the last 4 years and 4 of the last 7. And this goes back to, by the way, what Jed and Theo talked about, sustained success, that's all really that really matters, sustained success. Regular season, give yourself a chance, get into the playoffs. But it turned out to be sustained failure. After 2016, every time the Cubs got into the postseason, they came up one level short, and then one level short, and the next year one level short. And then they were losing 2 home games, a playoff game and a wild card game, and it was, and then the whole thing got blown up. So now That World Series is 9 years old. It's looking like the 85 Bears here. Baseball's 85 Bears. The Cubs last won the division in 2020. That was a pandemic. They haven't won a division in a big boy season since 2017. Again, in the shadow of their one Super Bowl title. And the Brewers just keep doing it. And the Brewers do it with what? Rookies? And Quinn Priester, by the way, is striking out 10 Dodgers in six innings last night. And we're talking about starting pitching for the Cubs. Wait, no. Colin Ray was really good. And they got around the walks. Colin Ray gave them what they want, and then the bullpen came in and did and the question was put to Jed Hoyer about, could this be a good thing that the Brewers are that competitive, breathing down your neck so you can't get complacent, none of that kind of stuff. And it's the middle of July, but it feels like a pennant race. It is a pennant race. And Hoyer said, there's something to that. I don't think this group lacks for urgency ever, but I do think there's something potentially good about that, having someone at your heels. So what is Jed Hoyer's urgency in escaping the piranhas? Cubs are in first place in their division and first place in the National League. As Megan Montemurro mentioned before, there's that bye at stake. It might go to the Cubs instead of the Dodgers. The Doyers. They have to play in the first round. Great trepidation there. The Cubs are in first place in their division, first place in the National League. They are people who don't want to spend money will tell you, well, people who don't want to spend Owen Casey, they'll tell you, oh, well, see, look, they're in first place. And their starting pitching is messy, but they're in first place. Matt Shaw can't hit major league pitching, but they're in first place. So places where the rest of us might say, you know what, you could use improvement here. Wouldn't Zach Gallen look great in that rotation in the playoffs? Wouldn't Zach Gallen look great pitching down the stretch? Wouldn't Eugenio Suarez do more for this team than Matt Shaw? And I'm not talking about just Pat Hughes' broadcasting. Can you imagine? We'd be hearing Eugenio Suarez on a regular basis.
It's going to be gold. If that happens, that will be gold.
And then he would be happy about the home run calls. So there would be a happy Eugenio Suarez. But Pat does it with such ruthless efficiency, a reporter's skills. What's the right way to say this? What are the right facts? What are the facts? What is the right way to present this? Because he always says, reporting from Wrigley Field or wherever he is. That's Pat Hughes. So he would naturally get the Wilson Contreras, right? That's Pat. Eugenio Suarez. That's the correct pronunciation of that name. Pat Hughes does the correct thing.
Wilson Contreras.
See? Yeah. So there is a group of people. There are some people. There's a voice, at least, that says they're in first place. They did what they had to do. They overcame the Brewers. They're ahead of the Brewers. And then there's another voice like me that says the Brewers are just a game behind with a bunch of rookies and pitchers doing unbelievable things now. And they're not letting the Cubs go. And here comes Brandon Woodruff and Quinn Priester. And then this Mizorowski kid. Uh-huh. The all-star who's an all-star with a bunch of people turning it down. And he shows up and he's throwing 102 miles. And you're screwed. You want to face that kid in a playoff series? In a short series? Mizorowski gets two starts? Oh. I don't know that. I ran the question by Megan Montemurro. Would you trade for Adrian Hauser? I know the Cubs need more than that. But their bullpen, which looks great now, looked great yesterday, when you've got to fill in four innings, you're going to need someone to be able to pitch into the seventh. And you don't want to, if you don't want to give up what you're going to have to give up to get Zach Gallen or Merrill Kelly or whatever you think you can turn Alcantara. And that's another thing. If the Cubs were to trade for Alcantara, they would think, we've got the solution. He sucks this year. We've got the solution. We also got 2 years of control. Teams always think they can fix a player. You have to hope you're right if you were going to make that move. But it comes down to, does Jed have the nerve? What's Jed's answer to Theo's question? How does Judd answer what Theo said in 2016 upon acquiring Aroldis Chapman for Gleyber Torres?
But if not now, when?
If not now, when? You have the best record in the National League. You're leading your division. You are playing for a bye. You are playing for home field advantage over the Dodgers. And, oh, my God, God forbid the Brewers are the team that shows up. And they've got 8 games left for the Brewers, including a doubleheader, right? They had a rainout earlier. So I don't think it's just an extended series on an off day. I'd have to go back and check. I think that's a doubleheader. And I think they're going to get an awful lot of – you have to expect them to get an awful lot of Les Miserables. It might be Les Miserables if this kid is still pitching that way for the Brewers in September. But you're looking at all this, Jed, if not now, when?
But if not now, when?
See? Theo. The book of Theo is going to tell you that you have to answer that and answer it the right way. I mentioned Ozzie earlier because the Piranhas, the Brewers are the Piranhas. They're the National League Piranhas. Ozzie said some things that he was spot on about. So I'll bring that back and tell you why he's right. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
But if not now, when?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's Saturday Suckage on 670 The Score. Here's your host, Steve Rosenblum.
Texter here had a great comparison. 847 Texter. The Brewers are Joe LaForge. Every time the Cubs look behind them, the Brewers are hard on their trail. That is a great call. Tyler, do you have any idea who Joe LaForge is?
I do not.
How nice that you're answering honestly.
I'm honest.
Yeah, because you didn't like it when I called you out on your BS, but it was BS, right? Before? Yeah.
No, it was. It was.
Yeah. Joe LaForge was the guy hired by the Union Pacific Railroad to stop Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and the Hole in the Wall gang from robbing the Union Flyer. And because it wasn't enough, they kept robbing the Flyer and blowing it up. And Joe LaForge, who are those guys? That was one of the famous lines from the movie. And I work for Mr. E.F. Harriman of the Union Pacific Railroad. That's, and then he got blown up. But Joe LaForge, that is a great pull. Excellent. 708 Texter, Portillo's before Frank sold it. Yeah, okay, well, the fact remains, they still have the best lines, right? Saturday Suckage, nurses, teachers, and the people from Portillo's, we would have a much better world if we were all in charge. 312 Texter, my name is Frank Patrica. I was a bass player for Pacific Gas and Electric. Laurel Canyon was a great jam back in the day. Love the show. Thanks, Frank. Look at that. Pacific Gas and Electric. That's pulling from deep. Laurel Canyon. That was the music. That's where it came from. Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, Merrill, Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith, all of them. And the Eagles and Jackson Brown and the Mamas and the Papas and it was just an unbelievable collection of music and marijuana. David Crosby would show you his rolling capacity. And he used to, before he passed, David Crosby would rate your joints, rate your doobie, whatever it was. He would rate it. But that's not why you called. Why did you call? Oh, you know what? We do have an Wake and Bake Club information. We have a Wake and Bake Club meeting next hour, and it will involve Sasquatch, as most Wake and Bake Club meetings do. Cultural Zeitgeist will include, do you have an extra $100 for a flight of coffee? Do you, Tyler? Do you?
I'm not a coffee drinker, so nope.
Well, you saved a lot of money, but there's a $100 coffee flight I got to tell you about by somebody you know. But for now, I mentioned the Brewers are the piranhas of the National League, piranhas of National League Chicago baseball, and they are. They just, no matter what happens, lose the manager, lose your players, lose your closer, whatever, we're just going to bring more, and we're not going to let you go, and they own the Cubs division. The Cubs are in first place in that division. Cubs are in first place in the National League, and sorry, I still feel this is the Brewers division. They're coming at you, and the piranhas are what they are, the way Ozzy described the Twins. So the bring up Ozzy's name is something I didn't get to. I wasn't here last couple weeks. Ozzy was asked, it was the question at the reunion weekend, such as it was a reunion of a lot of people, but not everyone. That whole thing was weird. Burley statue is there. So they asked Ozzy, is the question on this, Tyler, or do I ask the question and then Ozzy's going to answer it? Ozzy's asked the question, should your number be retired?
I hope they retire my number. They should. I'm part of that. I don't have a press, but that's all about, but the people have to be involved. But when I see the numbers out there, I think I did a good. People remember me as a manager. that's that the people not remember me. It was a shortstop for that many years, and that's why, like, I talk to Jerry every day, and I never talk about it, and I would have begged for. But it'd be nice if that happened when I'm still alive. That'd be the, optimal. Is I want my number to be retired? Of course I do. I want my grandkid to see who Grandpa was. But it's up to Jerry about the decision you're going to make. I'm not going to put pressure on themselves. Look, I play for the White Sox. I manage the White Sox. Now I'm part of the organization. I spend more time, make money out of Jerry than a lot of people. I do make money out of Jerry. And is I earn it? Yes, I earn it. I deserve it? I think so.
He earns the money from Jerry, and he earned having his number retired. And there are a lot of different instances that you could cite. I mean, kids, ask your parents. Ozzie played shortstop. He was a delight. He was an all-star. He was a wonderful, a terrific player, and not afraid to call all the big names out. As honest as you've seen him on TV, as honest as you've heard him here on The Score as a regular visitor to Molly and Haw, that's the way he was and right from Frank Thomas on down. He was just going to tell you what he thought. That's the way he played the game. He played the game honestly, which is why you have A.J. Pierzynski coming to his defense saying, yeah, his number should be retired. Do you know what he meant to this team? A.J. was as honest and remains as honest as Ozzie was, the way they played, the way they talk. There was a part of that. Ozzie won a World Series with three different closers. Shingo couldn't pitch. Dustin Hermanson hurt his back. And they're pulling Bobby Jenks off a bus in the minor leagues. And the most famous pitching change ever was Ozzie walking out to the mound at Sox Park. I think it was game two. And he didn't call for the left-hander or the right-hander. He called for the big fat guy. And he walks out to the mound. He makes the sign that wide, tall, 45,000 people are laughing. Ozzie could make you laugh. Ozzie made you think. Ozzie was a smart, smart guy. He won a World Series with a team, a bunch of players, put together by Kenny Williams, Rick Hahn. I mean, they all had something to prove. They almost all of them came from somewhere else. They weren't homegrown. There was Creedy. He was a Cub. He was a Sox. There were more. A.J. Pierzynski. I think the Sox were his third team. Paul Konerko. Sox were his third team. Tadahito came over here, played second base here. You had so many guys who had something to prove. Jermaine Dye, third team, right? Braves, Royals, and Sox. There were Rowan was homegrown, right? Wasn't Rowan homegrown? But you're talking about so many guys. Look, John Garland came over in a trade. Matt Karchner in his dump truck or his tow truck. It went the other way. And El Duque, what was that? His third team? Second team? Pleat and Kotz. I mean, they were untouchable out of the bullpen, setting things up for your closer du jour. They weren't homegrown. Ozzie put together Ozzie managed a World Series team of guys who all had something to prove. Ozzie was always a guy who had something to prove, it seemed. And if you talk to him, the first thing he had to prove was not only could he play baseball, but he learned to speak English. And he credits John Kruk with teaching him English. And what John Kruk taught him was how to curse. Ozzie is very fluent in potty mouth. That's one of the things that makes him great, that kind of honesty. But there was a September the Sox had there where they were leading and leading and leading and leading and leading, and then, Cleveland. Cleveland was inevitable. Here they come. The Sox are choking down the entire month of September. are losing and losing. When's it going to stop? This massive lead is suddenly disappearing, disappearing, disappearing. Ozzie made sure. He said things. He stole the spotlight. He kept so much pressure off his players. He did what the smartest psychological managers do. It's on him. He would say stuff. He would send reporters in a different way. There wasn't the there were questions like, are you going to choke this away? But it wasn't nearly the strain. Ozzie made it different. Ozzie made sure his players didn't feel that. It's part of whatever you say, whatever number of wins you say a manager is worth or not worth, whatever it is. Ozzie was worth the month of September, because once the White Sox started winning games and they won out the last week of the season, they won 17 of the next 18 games. They have the fewest loss. They went 11-1 in the postseason. And Ozzie managed a World Series winner in Chicago. It hadn't been done for 88 years, right? Was that the magic number, 88? You have to retire. There's no one else living who's managed a World Series winner for the Chicago White Sox other than Ozzie Guillen. Hello? He's earned it. Ozzie Guillen has earned, and he doesn't want to be Pete Rose. He doesn't want that whole Hall of Fame thing or any kind of number retirement when he's dead. Do it when he's alive. I would like to hear an unexpurgated speech from Ozzie. I don't think he'd get that, but do it while he's alive. Retire his number. I'm going to take a break. When we come back, Bears rookies are reporting. Who must perform this season for the Bears to be successful? I'm going to ask that of Carmen Vitale, the NFL on Fox and the Marquee Sports Network. This is Saturday Suckage. I suck so you don't have to. To all area codes, including the 708, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.